because I'm not just a Libyan, I'm also doing that I'm not a Libyan, because if you do this, I will tell you, men in need, Babalawo and all other places that are also Babalawo, but in disguise. No, don't say Babalawo is the primitive one. This is now we are found that are Babalawo, but in what? Offices and also in place of worship. We use that also. We all know what goes there because of what we are hearing from those who attend those type of things and say, yes, be yet to receive their mission at work. Instead of putting their trust in Allah, as you see their wings, that their needs, their whatever they are to is only to start putting trust in Allah and to achieve their wings. How do you experience this type of thing?
Now, you see, visiting Babalawo or somebody who does sihr and believing in what they are doing is kufr in Islam. Alright, it's an act of disbelief. The Prophet said that man ata arrafan faqaddaqahu bima yaqul faqad kafara bima unzil ala Muhammad. Alright, whoever goes to meet a soothsayer, someone who performs sihr, فَصَدَّقَهُ لِمَا يَقُولُ and believe in what he says, then the person has disbelieved in what was revealed to Prophet Muhammad. In another hadith, he said, مَنْ أَتَى عَرَّافًا alright, فَسَأَلَهُ لَمْ تُقْبَلْ لَهُ صَلَاةً لَمْ تُقْبَلْ لَهُ صَلَاةٌ أَرْبَعِينَ يَوْمًا. Whoever visits a soothsayer to ask questions, but he didn't believe in what he was told. Just for going alone, all right, for 40 days, you have no prayers. 40 days, no prayers. And that was only 40 days of holiday. It means you will pray, but there's no work. That's the meaning of the hadith. All right? You will still continue to pray, but there's no work. 40 days. So it is a very dangerous thing to do in Islam. Now, as it is the practice, as is common, those who visit all these Babalawo, those who practice rituals, those who commit sins generally, at times, you find them doing this thing and you find them being prosperous. Alright? The more they do it, the more they become prosperous. And you that you are striving, you are not making progress. It is a trial from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alright? It is a trial from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prosperity, worldly prosperity, is not the sign or not the yardstick to measure Allah's love for somebody. Do you understand? That was why in the Quran, when the Quraysh used to say, they used to repeat the same thing to the Prophet. وَقَالُوا نَحْنُ أَكْثَرُ أَمْوَالًا وَأَوْلَادًا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُعَذَّبِينَ. That's what they said to the Prophet. He said, we have more money than you and your followers. We have more children than you and your followers. Alright? Well, there's no way Allah is going to punish us. In fact, they used to say to the Prophet, if truly there is hereafter, and if truly there is paradise, then we are even more deserving of that paradise than you and your companions. That's what they said to the Prophet. The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us more wealth and money than you here, that is why he's also going to give us there again. Oh, we'll get to that place. That's if there is. Alright? And what was Allah's response? When they said, وَقَالُوا نَحْنُ أَكْثَرُ أَمْوَالًا وَأَوْلَادًا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُعَذَّبِينَ. What did Allah say? Allah said, قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Alright? Say that, Allah said, say that my Lord gives his wealth, alright, to whoever he wishes. Alright, the next verse says, وَمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ بِالَّتِي تُقَرِّبُكُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَوْ مَحَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. No, it's in Alright, وَمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ بِالَّتِي تُقَرِّبُكُمْ. Alright, it is not your wealth or your children that brings you close to us. إِلَّا مَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. Except those who do good deeds. And who believe and do righteous deeds. So it is your faith, your iman and righteous deeds that indicate that Allah loves you. All right, when Allah guides you, that's why Allah says that Prophet may yurid Allah bihi khayran yufaqqihu fi din. All right, whether Allah knows, whether Allah wants good for, Allah gives him the understanding of the religion. So it's your ability to go close to Allah, that's an indication of Allah's love, not worldly prosperity. All right, in fact, when a person is doing what is bad, and Allah is giving him progress, is giving him success, that is a sign that Allah does not love him. Do you understand? That's what Allah says, وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ. Allah says, سَنَسْتَجِمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ. Alright? Hadith is right. Meaning Allah will leave you. Go ahead. Alright? So, وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ. We will grant them more life. Right? We will delay their lifespan. And they will continue to do what they like. And they will be making it. Alright? And they will forget about repentance. Till death will overpower them. One night, that's all. And that's what happened to our politicians. All right? After going to all the babalawa, after all the success, one day you just see that he's dead. All right? Without repenting from his sin. So when somebody is doing what is bad and he's getting progress, rather that person should be afraid for himself. But it's a sign that Allah does not wish him good. Because usually, man by nature, ordinarily, when you are doing what is wrong, and calamity befalls you, that should make you think that, okay, maybe it is because of this thing I'm doing that this calamity befalls me. Then that will repent. Alright? But when you are doing it and you are getting more progress, then you will forget about the thing that you will be saying, it's that I'm doing the right thing. And then you continue. Till death will overpower you and you go to hellfire. So may Allah protect us from this.
Now, we have four questions in this one small paper. The first one says, maybe we'll try to summarize and then we go to them. Say they would like to read the Quran. But unfortunately,
he does
not understand Arabic. What will he do? That's his first question.
He doesn't read the Quran?
No, he wants to, he likes to read the Quran, but he doesn't understand Arabic.
What will he do? What will he do? That's what I meant. That's not. إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ بِالتَّعَلُّمُ. That's what Quran says. إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ بِالتَّعَلُّمُ. Knowledge is acquired by seeking it. So, it is not too late to learn how to read the Quran. Alright, it's not too late to learn how to read the Quran. I've seen, go to this our central mosque here. Go to this our central mosque, the our traditional central mosque in Old Market. They have a madrasa for old women. Alright, my mom used to attend that madrasa. Whenever I take her to that place, I see old women, people in 70s, 80s, and you see them with their Quran, and you see one of them, they leave their houses, they come there. Alright, so it's not too late to learn the Quran. Alright, it's not too late. Continue to seek knowledge of Islam till the point of death. Alright, so don't give up. Don't say I cannot do it. Gradually. Even if it's one verse, you will be learning per day. One day you will finish. Hear about that? One day you will complete. So learn. Alright, don't give up. Look for a malam and be learning.
Question number two. Say that seeking for forgiveness from Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. Despite that, people should keep committing the same sin again and again. How do we avoid this?
Yes. Human being is created like that. Alright? When you commit a sin, you are supposed to repent, sincere repentance. And sincere repentance requires you to regret over what you have committed. Alright? And make up your mind that you will not go back to it again. Okay, make up your mind that you will not go back to it again. Now, supposing in future, by one way or the other, the devil, Shaitan, still leads you to commit that offense again, still repent again. Alright, Allah SWT is al-Ghafoor. Alright, the oft-forgiving, He forgives a lot. Do you understand? And He likes those who constantly repent. Do you understand? So don't say that because if I do it, and I repent, I will still go back to it again. Then I still want to repent again. Let me just continue to repeat. No. Alright? That's what Allah says. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Alright? Do not despair in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't despair. Okay? So even if you fall back on that sin, he repents again and continue to strive with your heart. Continue to strive with your heart. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you perfection. Okay?
But the second one said, you said you should put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek for advice in what in taking crucial decision and is the Sahara. Then now after it, how do you know whether that is the Sahara and has so that as far as come through, what are the signs, what are the factors?
There is no any sign. Alright? Some people tell you to do this, you go and dream, you see something. I don't know of anything that you see. Alright? There is nothing to see. Alright? So just make physical effort. Make consultation. Okay? Make consultation, seek opinion, do istikhara, make up your mind and go ahead. Alright? Put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you to the right decision. Alright? When we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you to the right decision, Allah will guide you to what He knows that is best for you. Do you understand? You not achieving your goal does not necessarily mean that that was an evil to you. Do you understand? Because at times, Allah says, wa asa an tuhibba shay'an wa huwa sharrun lakum. Wa asa an takrahu shay'an wa huwa khairun lakum. Alright? Allahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamun. So it may be that you love something, but that thing is not good for you. And it may be that you hate something, but that's what's good for you. Allah knows and you don't know. So Allah will guide you to what He knows in His knowledge that is best for you. Do you understand? So it does not mean that anytime you make istihara on something, you must achieve that goal. No. You are actually, you know, delegating your affairs to Allah. And let Allah select what is the best for you. Alright? How many times have we not seen people saying that a disappointment becomes what? A blessing. Alright, you strive for something, you don't get it. At that time, you'll be angry, I didn't get it. Later, you realize that I'm really happy that I didn't get it. Alright, if I've gotten it, something else will have happened. You get it? So when you do istikhara, you don't see anything, but you are like asking Allah to take control. So whatever is the outcome of that decision, know that that is the best. Whether good or bad, know that that is the best for you. Now,
this final question here is saying, if you cannot supplicate some of these supplications in the Arabic, can we supplicate them in our local dialects?
Yes, for those who do not understand Arabic, you can supplicate in your local dialect. Allah hears all languages, but it's good to learn these Arabic ones. All right, learn them. All right, because you see, one thing is this: scholars used to say that when you look at supplications of the Prophet. The Prophet of Islam is somebody who has been blessed what we call Jawami al-Kalim. What is Jawami al-Kalim? The ability to use few words to express large meaning. The Prophet has been blessed with that. You will realize that a supplication of 2-3 lines that the Prophet will make, you will see that it has covered so many things in it. Of which if you are to do something like your own language, maybe you will talk, and again, and become tired before you be able to gather that meaning. Do you understand? So while we say that there's something wrong in supplicating in your dialect, in your language, but learn the supplications of the Prophet. They are more encompassing. All right? They are more encompassing. And, you know, when you supplicate using the words of the Prophet, you have the reward, all right, of imitating the Prophet. So learn the supplication. Alhamdulillah, today you have transliteration of this supplication. So get a madam to read it for you, all right, so that you can follow the transliteration and be able to read it properly by yourself.
Another question in the written one, which we need to also have so that it is looking for more to shed more light on this issue of Babalawo for someone who is suffering from ailment or sickness that you know that definitely this herbal treatment and what can cure.
Alright. You see, let me start by saying that there is a difference between an oracle man and a herbalist. Alright? A herbalist is somebody who uses herbs, alright, to treat ailments. You get it? Based on experiences, based on tech. Alright? People have that knowledge. They know that if you combine leaves of mango and orange and this together and you boil it, and you drink it, or you bath with it, it has impact in reducing so disease. There's nothing wrong with that. All right? There's nothing wrong with that. What is wrong is going to people who claim to have knowledge of unseen, or right? People who consult the gene, all right, before they treat you. Get it? It's this kind of people that are considered to be as-sahara, people commit sihir. So it is in their sight that it's haram to go. But visiting somebody who is good, who knows how to combine natural herbs to treat somebody, is not prohibited in Islam. Do you understand? The bottom line is, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not put medication, healing, in anything that is haram. Do you understand? So even if the person who uses herbs at times, some people in the process of mixing herbs, they mix it with things that are haram. Alright? You also need to guard against that. Because I know sometimes someone once told me that there's this leaf of dogonyaro, as they call it. So when you wash it and put it together and you put salt in it, it works better. Salt is fair for us. Alright, how can you say if you drink beer, it's healing? Alright, Allah has not put what healing in anything that is haram. You get it? So follow natural halal means of healing your ailment. That's what's wrong with that, inshallah.
Now, in addition to what our Malam have said, because sometimes we are even doing better in this area than our Malam, because we know the terrain. What happens? That's why we need to get it clear. Most of our herbal practitioners, there are herbs. It's not just getting the herbs that becomes what that is the point of mankind here. There are herbs that are block naked. There are herbs that are block what? Naked. There are herbs that you have to do some incantation before you plug them. So the element of sikh, just as you say, keywords, key communication, that's why we just need to be extremely very what, careful with these things. There are herbs that sometimes it is a combination of the babalawo and his jinn partner that they found it in the middle of the night in the forest, and when the moon is in his full what, is in his full circle. So there are a lot of things that happen. So that's why we need to be extremely careful. And there are some of these herbal practitioners, when you come, you will be camouflaging that it's an herbal man, but when you come, you will ask you to control. It depends on how you are checking. If you are come in the form of ustad, he knows that you do not like the sihir aspect of it. He might just give you the abomination, and this one is not, and this and that. But when you come and say, I tried this thing did not work, you say there are other means. There are other ways, but if you will work, if you follow suit. So we need to be extremely, just as you said, we need to be extremely what? Very careful with them. There are those ones who do one thing or the other, pretending that it is what? It is up. I've seen somebody in front of my house, when I was still in the kids, I just came out very early in the morning, but I didn't even know the use of the leaf. It's a very common one. I was up there, and I opened the gate, so in this city, it was just there, it was making the incantation. It was what? Put inside back. And I've also seen somebody who is plugging, but he's plugging it from the back. So the person cannot see the leaf and what? And plug. So if you have seen that this is where the leaf is that you want to plug, you will now turn your back and you will now carry. And there are a lot of things that are, why we have the potential of knowing is because we are close to people who are giving what? Who are giving some of this. And even the application of it, there are certain medicine you want to take, they will treat you naked and sit you on the stone. I don't know if there's anybody who has gone for the medicine of gone or of last year. If you want, you don't want gone to have the bullet to have the body off of that, I'm telling you, they give it to you while you are sitting there. I'm telling you, there's anybody who will tell you to be told. If a whole full grown man with the treatment, they will give him whatever, some he did, some they cut the body 7-7. Look at the certain people when you look at them, you see there is 7 here, 7 here, 7 in the back, from this one in the forehead and in the back of the hand. You don't want to check, or maybe embarrassing. They will check that, some of us. So all those things are there. We are asking why this number and why those things. So there are a lot of things that are what? That are in it. And that is why we still say, let us follow the prophetic medicine. The prophetic medicine, how all these things have been what? The spirituality in it is what we are talking about. So please may Allah help us. Brothers, we need to be extremely careful so that we do not toy with our words, with our iman. So we don't just, we are African. And we need to understand this particular this specific correct me. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding and give us the patience. Some of these things, we will try them and they will not work. I know a lot of people who have been giving these things, and yet it was. That was what killed them, because they were exposing themselves, thinking that that thing is what is there. And at the end of the day, that is to process the world. So we go and destroy themselves. May Allah guide us all. Allahu alam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We have come to the end of our questions. And I believe that also.